C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este. I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about The Copper Promise by Jen Williams. It's time to talk about swords and magic with heroic fantasy. The Copper Promise was published by Headline Publishing Group in 2014. Now, there's treasure in the Citadel, but the place is thick with legends of curses, mages, and monsters. Widrin, who's also known as the Copper Cat, is a feisty sellsword enlisted by a mysterious crippled man to help him raid the Citadel. The man, whose name is Frith, says he's a nobleman and he offers riches and rewards. But Widrin also likes the idea of a new adventure and the story she can tell in the inns later. Now, Widrin has a partner, another mercenary, the large banished knight Sebastian. Sebastian is a little reluctant to go inside the Citadel, but he's also keen to find out what happened to their friend Gallo, who tried the same raid and who never returned. Now, Frith the nobleman is crippled and scarred after being tortured when his family lands were stolen and taken by the fearsome Lady Beethan. He's after something inside the Citadel which will help him win his lands back and get his revenge. Now, the three band together and enter the mysterious Citadel. And while there is some success, there's also unforeseen consequences. And some of the stories about the Citadel turn out to be true. And this sparks a whole new round of adventures as they try to fix what they've unleashed. Now, this is a rollicking high fantasy, heroic fantasy, as I said, with long gone gods and dragons and knights, and sword fighting and sea battles. It's familiar fantasy, filled with magic and action, good and evil. But what really set this book apart for me was the witty banter. This book is really fun. Now, the evil comes from a number of different places throughout the book, and often the lines are blurred, which really enriches the characters and the plot. One of the evil characters I particularly liked was a character called the Children of the Fog, which is actually two characters, a set of henchmen twins who can cast multiple versions of themselves into an army, like clones. The story alternates between the three main characters, Widrin, Sebastian and Frith, as they meet and then split up on their own adventures. Each comes from a different land within the world, the overall world, and all three are fully rounded out characters with histories, motives and their own foibles. As I said, this book has a real sense of humour and a really British sense of humour, mainly coming out through the mouth of Widrin. She's witty and wisecracking, a real cheeky woman who's not afraid of anyone or anything. She's curious and courageous and really reckless and always looking for adventure. And she really made this book for me. I think I actually want to be Widrin when I grow up. But Sebastian is also an interesting and troubled character with a haunting past and torn loyalties. Sometimes I really felt the need to give him a big hug. The pace of this book is really fast. The chapters are short and action-packed, which makes the pages seem to fly by really quickly. It's a fun romp. And while this is a fully formed book on its own without one of those really frustrating cliffhangers, it's the first book in a trilogy. So there are subsequent books called The Iron Ghost and The Silver Tide. If you like magic and bird-faced gods, small child demons, mercenaries, dragons, feisty women and all-female ghoul armies, I heartily recommend that you check out The Copper Promise by Jen Williams. Now, thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at nde@artdistrict-radio.com. And if you have any suggested books that you'd like me to have a look at, please send me an email. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. But until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.